Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of the AusNZ HCR2 Community Podcast. We have an amazing guest and a special guest who's returning from another episode and maybe here for a bit, maybe here for a while. We'll see how he goes. Before we go into who we have as a guest, welcome to the episode, Pete.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Yeah,
indeed. This is going to be a ripper episode.
I think so. And JR, Welcome to you too.
Hello, everyone, and glad to be back for another podcast episode with an exciting guest, a popular guest.
Very popular exciting person. Guest. Very exciting guest.
So, somebody from Europe, I think.
So before we launch into lots of other things, let's just bring him on. So welcome to the podcast, EuroPat. There is so much I could say, and I'm not going to even try because there's so much you do for the community already. For anybody that does not know what EuroPat does, hey, welcome to the podcast and tell us what you do.
So, yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I've listened to y'all's podcast a bunch of times, so I enjoy being here. I mainly stream on YouTube and Twitch, mainly this game and other games.
Yep. Perfect.
And I have too many accounts.
Too many accounts. I have
too many accounts. Yep.
So, before we go too further, we had a surprise special guest, Cap-A. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to the podcast. Who just saw us recording and decided to drop in. So, welcome, mate. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you. And I must say, happy birthday for 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And hope the new phone's working well.
Oh, definitely. I'm so glad to be posting videos again.
We appreciate it. Trust me, we appreciate it. So,
What phone did you get, Cafe?
I got a Motorola Edge Plus.
Oh yeah, Motorola Edge Plus.
I'm gonna have to Google that because I've never heard of one of those. Okay, interesting. All right. While
Motorola
I'm doing that,
pretty well, so that I keep with it.
EuroPat, before we go headlong into lots of other things, can you give us a little bit of brief history about your HCR2 and HCR journey? Did you play HCR1?
Yeah, I played the original game way back in the day when I caught it a couple years after it came out, maybe. Okay. Yeah, played it just casually until I saw, you know, basically they had an ad inside the game for the second game, and then had to get that immediately. So it was like week two that game was out, and then I think I barely played the first one after that, maybe just a little bit every now and then.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I did the same thing. So what was the thing that, I mean, other than the multiple different game modes, what made HCR2 better than HCR1 in your eyes?
Oh, it was definitely just racing ghosts, just like you were virtual racing people, you know, just cups, what grabbed me. The adventure modes was pretty cool. It was way better than the first one, but I really enjoyed just the racing aspect because I'm really big into racing games in general. So it sold me you know, from day one playing it. Just got hooked on it immediately, especially the upgrades and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, no, very cool. Very cool. Capo, do you have a question for Europat while you're here?
Why does it take you so long to do your first set of tickets on KDNH account?
Ain't that the truth? Well, let's see. I'm a really busy guy. That's all I could say.
So, only further to that, how many accounts do you have?
Yeah, I got four accounts. I've got two on Ethereal teams and two on KD teams.
Okay.
Currently.
KD. What's KD? What's KD?
The Collateral Damage Family.
Yeah, KD Family.
I thought it was Kiln Dried.
Don't get the reference.
It's a woodworking reference. Kiln Dried Timber.
That's a deep cut.
Pete is a carpenter, or cabinet maker, so, you know.
Yeah, Cap's always giving me shit on Discord, like, hey, you ain't played yet. He's a good motivator. I'm literally playing it, like, 5 minutes before I go to bed sometimes, just to squeeze it in.
Yeah, I'll get into bed next to the girlfriend, and she'll go, you haven't played your tickets yet.
To be fair, it's like it's all four accounts. Like I'm squeezing them in, you know. Yeah. None of them have president.
The question is, how do you keep up with all four accounts? With having four accounts,
do you play one after the other?
Yeah, do you do that?
Well, since I'm streaming more, like almost every day, I can. It's usually an hour before I go to bed is when I'll get to play just a little bit, or I'll run enough ads to make sure I keep my mega chest multiplier going. On the weekend, sometimes like late Sunday night, I'll play for a couple hours. I'll usually just rotate them around. If I'm playing cups or I'm playing adventure, I'll just run one and hit the ad bonus on it. And then pick up the next one while that ad was running and just rotate them around like some madman.
Imagine having four different devices in front of you, picking up one after the other.
Well, what you do is you make the devices look as close to each other as possible, so you don't people watching don't know you've swapped devices. You see. So I have two folds that I play now on, so you can't tell which one I'm on. Well, I can tell because one's missing half a case. But anybody watching will go, he's got the same phone in his hand. Yes, I have.
Yep.
Yes, I have. No, very cool. So, Cap A, do you have any other questions? Come on, give us another one.
Welcome to Under the Bus.
Or when is Ethereal teams joining the KD family?
Okay, so... him and Corp have been trying to get me to join their family for like two, three years now. And, we're part of the same family, but we're not, you know what I mean?
Forgotten cousin.
Yeah, sort of. Right. We support each other, but, I don't know. We still like staying independent. Most of our team players want to do that. So.
And we also have a no poaching on this server. sorry.
Yeah, we've had plenty of players like go back and forth before.
No, I don't
care when they do, and they don't care when they do. I've had players like, hey, I'm gonna go join KD. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you can always come back here. So it's an open door policy. It's more fun that way. We don't take it too serious.
No, I'm just
staring. Having a dig at Cap.
I'm just having a dig at Cap. Honestly, what happens within this server is pretty cool. So it's good to have, you know, the caliber of people we have on this server. And it's great to have people just drop in like Cap A did. So by all means, you can do whatever you like.
Stream emoji pop up on the server icon. I was like, oh, wonder what's going on.
Yep.
Yeah, I love when you guys have Cap A on. They're great. You did a great job, Cap. Oh, y'all do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hell yeah.
I've got a quick one for Europat. What got you into doing live streams?
Honestly, I created a Discord, you know, like everybody did back in early days. So you could like talk better, you know, the game chat can only do so much. So I created my original Discord was a team Discord originally. And I created it so we could just go over there and chat and, you know, share strategies and then, you know, that and recruiting on Discord and then the live features in Discord just became so incredibly good and high quality, even not even having to spend money and, not having to do Nitro or anything. And so I just started inviting teammates over to the Discord. It's like, hey, here, watch me do the team event. I'll show you what I'm doing. This is what you can do. And then just started, you know, having people watch me. And I also like to watch, you know, streamers on Twitch. And I just started to really enjoy it, the aspect of the, you know, the conversating back and forth between, you know, viewers and players. And I just caught the bug. And I've just wanted to do it ever since.
Nice. How often do you stream? Is it once a week or every couple of days?
Yeah, it's almost every day. As many days as I can. Yeah. It's Hill Climb. It's Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Yep.
Now that I'm pit crew, though, if the new mastery lands on, which has been mostly Mondays, so we have mastery Mondays. So I'll stream on Hill Climb on Monday too.
Yeah, we got
Hot Rod. Yeah, and I stream on. Right.
Yeah, Hot Rod, isn't it?
Yeah, Hot Rod.
Yep,
yeah, it's gonna be good. Next. Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. It's gonna be good. Hell yeah.
Right after the double XP weekend.
I honestly think there are some people in this world that no matter what Fingersoft does, they'll complain and whinge about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, like, oh look, you know, Fingersoft gave away a free chest to everybody. But mine didn't have
fuel. They didn't give two. Bloody...
No, but it didn't have fuel boost for the car I wanted. You know, it's like, you got a free chest. Just accept it and say thank you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know?
Yep. Oh, Fingersoft added, you know, a new car, but it doesn't jump shock well. Oh, I wish it jump shock well. Just enjoy driving it. Sorry, I shouldn't swear. But yeah, like, just there's some people you just watch them and you just go, geez, leave me alone. Anyway, sorry, I digress. That was me venting. Sorry.
Oh, don't worry about it. I complained when Hoverbike came out. It took me 8.5 months to get Nitro for it, so I had a running bit going on it, and I was complaining, but I was complaining in a playful way.
Yeah.
It took 8.5 freaking months, and that's me grinding every day. So. I get their complaints, but yeah, it is petty though. Sometimes when they complain about shit, yeah.
Yeah.
For what vehicle was that? The Nitro took you several months. It took me a very long time to get Nitro for my what's that? The other car? Sorry, not the hover bike. The radar. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So many months, so many. I didn't even know that I didn't have it yet. You know.
Yeah, the Nitro is the holy grail part.
Yeah.
It's just you have so all rare the, sometimes.
Do you have all the legendary parts for the glider? All of you, Pete, Eva, and Pat.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Eva
on two accounts.
No comment.
Eat. Oh, poor
Pete. Let me. So, glider, you say?
Yeah.
I'm missing fuel boost.
And Cap A.
I have all for glider.
I don't have three legendary parts for the glider.
I'm missing three parts.
I'm You know, my main account's maxed again.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah. Maxed. Does he do it?
And, that's awesome.
And the
I'm getting closer.
The alt account has all the parts, but not all of them are maxed. I've been like with the alt account has always been I only max a part if I need it for a team event.
Yeah.
So I've currently got like 65,000 scrap waiting if I need it. But I'm low on coins because I, after a mastery weekend, the last mastery weekend, I basically got all of my cars up to mastery. And I've now got one that I still need to pay for, which is a scooter. And I won't pay for it until until I get until more needed. Money. Until it,
yeah, coins yeah, needed. Yeah. So you need it, got money. That's it. Yeah. That's a strap, man.
Yeah.
That's
so,
my problem, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, my main account is now sitting on 114 million coins. And when we started Mastery, it was on 130 million coins.
Oh, you're doing great. And, yeah.
And, you know, we've used, I think, 80 million coins so far on Mastery with all the vehicles that have gone so far. So it's like, holy crap. Yeah, holy crap. Yeah.
Before we move too far, have you got a maxed out bolt yet, Eva, on your alt?
It's the fortunes are maxed and all of the parts are there, but like I said, I haven't upgraded the parts to max unless I need to.
Yep.
So they're all in, you know, high threes for the main big parts, and the you know, like twos or threes, and then everything else is on low unless it's been used in a team event.
Yeah, fair enough. Because it's been used a fair bit.
Max Bolt's awesome.
Sorry,
Max Bolt is awesome. He said,
"Yeah, Max Bolt's the shit, dude. I love it."
Well, yeah, it has got its advantages, don't get me wrong, but I still think the dynamics in the air are a bit so, we'll get there.
I like them. I like how it stops, like, rotating.
Oh,
I think it's a good feature.
Yeah, absolutely love it.
Yeah. No, I'm still getting used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just slap a turbo on it. You'll like it more.
That's what they said about MX-5s. I don't believe them either.
Until you blow the engine in an MX-5.
Oh, look, I've smashed some people in some hills runs in cars with three times the power, and they still look at me and go, "How did you do that?" I'm like, "I just outdrove you."
Yeah, exactly. They're so capable.
You know, I just outdrove you. It's not me. It's the f-ing car, all right? I just know where to push it and how to push it and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, get over yourself and, you know, maybe check yourself at the door when you spent that much money on a car and you don't know how to drive it. So,
like they say in the States, the Miata is always the answer. That's the phrase over here. Yeah.
So, you know, and mine's reasonably stock, 99 model, reasonably stock. And it's just nice. It's fun to drive. After this podcast, it's really nice outside. You know where I'm going.
It is.
Yeah.
Going for a big drive,
man.
So let's get stuck into this podcast. JR, did you have a question?
I have a few follow-up questions regarding his streams. Would you remember your highest number of views in one stream?
Yeah, let's see. I want to say... like 50 something, I want to say. Nothing too crazy compared to a lot of streamers. But yeah, I've easily had 50 many times.
50K?
No, just 50 people. No, just 50 people. Yeah, I'm not that big.
Like 50 people. No, I was looking at something else a while ago because I was on YouTube. I think your live stream ended, but I think it had 290 plus views. It wasn't the live. It doesn't show. Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it wrong.
That's how many people just watch the VOD, as they call it, after the stream. They didn't catch it live. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because any stream, you've got people leaving, joining constantly. Yeah, all the time, of course. So if you have a constant 20 or more, that's considered pretty good if you're just kind of a small time streamer.
And your longest time to stream, the longest amount of time you streamed in one sitting.
Oh, I think it was 9.5 hours.
Oh my god!
Whoa.
Oh my god!
I've done that twice. it's a lot.
Did you even get up to pee?
I get up several times, but not as many times as I probably should have. I'm pretty bad about not taking breaks. I'm the opposite. Some streamers, they take a lot of breaks and they get up like they really should.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I get locked in and I just lose time. Next thing you know, it's been 4 hours, 5 hours. Yeah.
Okay, what were you doing in that particular stream? Just hill climb racing?
I want to say that was like, it was a Saturday, and it was probably, I started with hill climb, and then I switched to probably like Gran Turismo or a Mario game or some other kind of racing game. Yeah. Yeah, I did. Okay, yeah, that kind of stream. No, I've done hill climb for 7.5 hours. I've done hill climb for 7.5 hours straight. Yeah. I've done that a couple of times. But it's not unusual to me to do 5-6 hour hill climb stream. I've done that many times.
What's your average stream time?
Typically like a couple hours, because during the week, you know, I got my day job, and then when I come home, I only have a couple of hours to stream, really, after, you know, I eat and, you know, take care of the house and the family and the dog and all that stuff. So usually a couple hours. On the weekend, it's 3 to 7 hours, 3 to 6 hours on Saturday or Sunday. And then sometimes Friday night I can go long too for like 4 or 5 hours.
Okay. So you're single then?
I'm currently single.
I got
two sons and a dog that live with me. So.
Okay. No, that's all right.
Because I was thinking if you're married, someone would be nagging you if you were sitting on the 9 hour stream.
Pretty much, yeah. Is correct. Yeah. No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. Nope, these are facts.
No. So, just out of interest, you have a YouTube channel, you have a Twitch stream, which we're going to put in the podcast, but you also have something called a Kick. What is a Kick?
Oh, so Kick is another streaming platform. A lot of streamers use it as well.
Is that the where you join and then you get a random person pop up you could talk to? Is that what that is?
Yeah. There you go. That's it. Yeah. That's how all those are. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting. I've seen a few videos.
You're talking about Omegle. Are you talking about Omegle, where you just get on there and you just talk to a random person pops up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Omegle. Yeah, Kick is just another streaming platform that you stream games and that stuff.
So with Twitch and Kick, because I've never dabbled in this stuff, with Twitch and Kick, do they have to follow you to be able to see you, or is it just
open to public? No, it's open to anybody. So, you know, it's just like anything else on the internet. You'll have an algorithm that'll think you might want to watch these people or this game.
Yeah.
But then you can actually follow a specific game, too.
So if you follow a specific game,
then it goes, hey, these people are playing that game you like. And then, of course, you can follow people. And then people that follow this people, you probably like this person because this
people that follow this person like this person.
Then spirals out of control. Yeah.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I was just curious about what Kick was. But no, that's good.
There's another one now besides that, too. I can't remember the name of it, but I've already signed up for it just in case it gets big.
Yeah, fair enough.
You've parked your name. Yeah, well, sort of. My name was already taken. Surprise, surprise. But yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Somebody always takes it quick, and then wants a ransom for you to buy it from them. So
yeah, no, I was gonna say that's what happens. It's terrible. Uh-huh. It's really terrible.
Yeah. That's all right. Sucks when you're too popular.
Comes with popularity. Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Pete, do you have something you wanted to ask?
Well, I was just going to ask him about his streaming, but Jackrabbit sort of nailed it with all the questions there.
Follow-up questions.
I've got a question regarding your name. What's with the Euro, Pat? Doesn't sound like you're from Europe.
No, I'm not. So that was kind of a joke name that one of my good friends gave me, because some of the music and movies and pop TV culture stuff that I like, to them it seems like I'm a European person, whatever that means. Yep. And so they just, as a joke, they were like, hey, that's Europat. I thought it was funny and it kind of stuck. They don't call me that, but they said it in a joke, and I thought it was so funny when I was trying to come up with a new name. I was like, I'll just do that. You know what I mean? That nickname was earned. So, you know, earned nicknames are better than some you make up, in my opinion. So I had to use that one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Pete's nickname of Pete is really hard to, you know, justify sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know how I come up with these names.
Yeah, I know. But so even creative. I mean, well, Ghost Santa was the same, you know? Like, you know, I'm just like, oh, interesting. Yeah, anyway,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, his name's cool. Ghost Santa's awesome.
Yeah, indeed. So that's should we start on the community questions then?
I mean, by all means, go for it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, they ask me questions every stream, every minute, so I'm ready for it.
All right, so we're just gonna fire these at you one at a time, right? Really quickly. And we just want short no, I'm kidding.
Lightning round.
As long as you want.
All right. Cap-A, how much longer do we have you for?
Pretty much all night, probably.
So, oh, okay. Well, if you want to join in and ask some questions, by all means, you can ask the first one. You can ask Pete's question.
Did you want to ask or did you want to answer?
Could be both. Where do I find these questions?
Well, is that, what if I just ask my own questions?
You could.
You could do that too.
Yeah, you could.
I'm going to go. Okay. First off, why do you play the game?
Why do I play Hill Climb? Because I'm addicted to racing games. That's why. It's that simple. It's just fun, and I love racing games, and it's so accessible. It's always in my pocket if I want to play it.
That's probably one of the reasons why I play as well.
Yep.
Do you want to ask one more, Cap-A?
Sure. How do you juggle life, streams, and all your accounts?
By the skin of my teeth. just I don't know. I don't think I do very good. somehow I make it work. I don't know how.
Okay.
I've always got Hill Climb on my mind, or streaming on my mind, or the next thumbnail. It's just I'm always thinking two different things all day long. Gotta make a YouTube short. Oh wait, I gotta start the team event. Oh no, he got it. Okay. Oh, but I gotta do the recruiting ad. It's all day long, right?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of recruiting ad, the first ever mod post I did on Fingersoft server was blocking someone's post about recruiting because they were asking for zombies or something. And what I didn't realize was their team name was Zombies, and it wasn't a bad post. It was actually someone being polite.
Oh,
and
damn.
I went, oh, shit. So I apologize. I apologize for you. Maybe I shouldn't be a mod. Yeah. Anyway, that's another story. So, yeah. Okay. Pete, did you want to ask a question?
I sure can. Okay. I may as well ask my own question. What is your favorite type of cheese?
It has to be triple brie or Munster. Nice. One of those two. Oh. Yeah. Munster's like everyday cheese. Munster's my favorite. Fancy, spend money, indulge. It's got to be triple cream brie for sure.
Delicious.
Always go back to those two.
Yep.
A baby Swiss is good though.
Yeah.
I like a good baby Swiss too. They're good.
Yep. No, very nice. Very nice.
I've actually got a little story. It's not a story, but yesterday when I was at the grocery store, I parked into an empty car spot and the person next to me just happened to be eating a wheel of blue cheese with a knife before they took off.
Oh, man.
Just having a
snack. That's a gangster move.
Oh, yeah. It was great to see.
That's straight up like gangster cheese right there. That's a gangster move.
Yeah.
It's a serious cheese addict.
I just slicing a little bit off at a time, having a nibble, and then took off.
It's probably because they're not allowed to have cheese at home, and this is their escape. Yeah, it's like, you know, you go outside to have your cigarette, you go outside to have your, your whatever, right?
You get a chocolate if you're on a diet.
You know, you go out to Macca's to have three cheeseburgers or something like that, you know?
You know what? That's probably her guilty pleasure.
Her guilty pleasure.
That stinky, funky cheese is probably not allowed in the house or something. So
not allowed in the house. And that's why sometimes being single is so much better. All right. So, JR, did you want to ask your question?
Yes, actually, I have a couple of questions. The first one here, since you're playing a lot and streaming a lot, do you have other hobbies, or what are your other hobbies?
Yeah. So I'm really into cars, big time into cars. I love music to death, and then food. I love food. I love cooking. I like bowling. I'm a big bowler, although I've got some injuries. So I don't get to bowl as much as I used to. I used to be a bowling addict. I'd play in league 3 times a week. So, but
is
yeah, working on cars, driving
cars,
10 pin. Yep. 10 pin.
10 pin. Yep.
Yeah. I had a 180. Yeah. The wrist, my left knee, because I bowl right-handed, so that's, you know, that puts the most pressure when you release the ball. I was a 180 average for a while in men's
league.
That's
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
He's too young to be a lawn bowler.
No, he's not.
No, he
there's
is. He's way too young.
Teenagers around.
The teenagers that go to lawn bowls around you are going there because they have $3.50 beers. not because the lawn bowling is exciting. They'd have $3.50 beers and they go, it's the cheapest place to buy beer.
It literally is.
Yeah. there was a lawn bowl across the gym from us and we used to go there because it was $3 a beer. And you're like, has no one told them that there's been inflation? You know?
So, and $5 for a bourbon.
Yeah, and $5 for a bourbon and then a pizza was like $8.50 or something. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it was almost like it was subsidized by the government. you know, subsidized by the government. No, free food, all that stuff. No, anyway, sorry, we digress.
Okay, going back. No, hang on. Going back.
Are you a spin bowler?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm. Yeah, nice. I was. Okay, so. I did it.
Yeah, so my other question is, you just mentioned you like cars. What car do you drive, and what is your dream car?
Dream car, it's easy. I guess it depends on where you live. Honda NSX or Acura NSX RR. There's a Mugen RR version that they sort of made, but not really. They didn't make that many. That would be my dream car, and So I have a MX5. I got a 2003 MX5. It's red. I also have a I have a 2005 two-door Honda Accord with a K-Series engine and a bunch of mods done to it. And then I do have an old square body Chevy truck that I inherited when my father passed, so I have that too. It's like a 83, I believe. So I have that. I have a Yamaha motorcycle. It's like a little it's like an 80s Yamaha cruiser style, but it's kind of been modified to look like kind of a standard what they call standard motorcycle. Yep. But yeah, I'm like really big in the
cafe
cars.
Cafe racer style.
Like it's a mix between a cruiser and a sport bike kind of. It's more of a cruiser. But it's been modded with some more straighter bars, so it's not really raked back or anything.
So yeah. 2000 and sorry, I'm going to circle back to the, you knew I was going to circle back to this 2003 MX5. So
yeah.
Any mods?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Air intake, full suspension, wheels. What else have I done? Front and rear sway bars. Or as y'all may call them, anti-roll bars.
Anti-roll bars,
I think that's about it. I didn't want to do. You don't have to do too much to a Miata. It's lower, like maybe an inch more. That's it.
Yep.
I mean, it's so capable right out of the box. You don't need much to it. It's just suspension and wheels, and it can do all kinds of crazy stuff, man.
Yeah. No, I've got a 99. It's a 10th anniversary, so it already has diff suspension. I've done sway bars and an air intake only for the noise. It doesn't give you any more power, but it just sounds amazing.
Right. It makes it sound better. Yeah, especially if you don't have an exhaust. I kept my exhaust stock. I don't want it loud.
Yeah, I've got axle back, an X-Force axle back. And it's just a note. My passenger enjoys the intake more than I do because it's on the left-hand side of the car.
Oh, yeah, it is. That's right. Yeah. For me, I hear it really good because on the left side.
Yeah. So, no.
That's right. I forget about that.
The only time I ever hear it is when I'm in a tunnel up against a concrete wall, you know, pulling third gear, you know, after 5K, and it's just like, oh, yeah. that's what I fitted it for. That's right. Yeah. Very, very cool. All righty. We'll get back to that later. I'll send you some pictures.
Eva?
Yeah.
Eva?
Yeah, sorry.
Eva, I actually asked the question for you.
Yeah. We have to come back to HCR2. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Next question. It's your question now.
Yeah, it's my question. Okay. So here is a question from PT Freddy. So there's a few questions from PT Freddy. So I'm going to ask
all
one.
Right. Here we go.
Come back to a few. So he did say, he did message me privately just before the podcast started and said, I know a deep, dark secret about Eurofat. And I went, And he said, and I'm not paraphrasing here. This is the deep, dark secret, right?
Okay.
He said to me, he knows English.
What?
Johnny English?
Is this a secret?
No, what? As in
what?
He's not from Europe.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, that's not a deep dark secret, but that's all right. It's all right. Anyway, so he's asked the question, how much do you time spending on your 5,000 accounts? You've kind of answered that already, so I don't want to ask that again. What made you enter the world of streaming? We've already answered that. He specifically said this, and this is very pertinent to him. LHCA, which is Lego Hill Climbers Adventure.
Yeah.
When do you plan to start?
It's as soon as my viewers tell me they want me to stream it.
Okay, that's fair.
I've asked them several times. Like, would y'all watch it? Yeah. Like, no, we just rather you play this. I'm like, all right, fair enough. Because the third one's gonna be coming out soon, so it's like, like, when would I have time to play that game too? You know.
Well,
you know what the answer is. Freddie needs to start watching so he can answer. Yes, please stop start playing this game.
And then Freddy's going to get five or six of his friends to come along and start asking for it. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Exactly right. There you go, Freddy. You've got some homework to do.
Yep.
I feel bad. I should just start playing it just for Freddy. He helps me so much with my computer. So
He did ask. He did ask. Have you ever thought about going to Linux? Linux.
Yeah, Linux. That's a running thing he keeps asking me. Just to pester me. It's funny.
The downside is no one understands Linux at all. Even programmers don't really understand Linux. It's just one way of getting people to be more confused. Programmer's joke.
I have no idea what it is.
It's best to stay that way.
It's just another operating system that's been around for a long time that gets used for this and that, and it's based on, and some other programs are originally based off it and morphed away from it. That's about as much as I know about Linux.
Yeah.
I know my brother's good basically at it. I know that.
it's Windows without the bloat stuff, pretty much. So it runs programs, right, and it doesn't have all the fancy bits that show you how long you have before you finish transferring this file from one place to another. None of the bells and whistles, the beautiful looking bells and whistles that Windows has, which kind of slows Windows down, which is the reason why Windows sucks so bad. But I didn't say that out loud, did I?
No, you're speaking the truth.
All right. So I've got a couple of other questions that he's got, and we'll come back to them. Cap A, did you want to ask that question from Keith Chief?
All right. Of the vehicles that have had their masters released so far, which three vehicles, in your opinion, have the most underwhelming mastery?
The three that have the most underwhelming mastery. I would have to say, Mono had to be one. They've all been pretty good. Maybe Hill Climber, I thought maybe could be better. Moonlander's pretty good, but I wouldn't say he didn't blow my doors off or anything. I take that back. I'm gonna say Chopper. Chopper, it improved it, but yeah, I'll say those three: Hill Climber, Chopper, and Mono. I think that'd be my answer.
Okay,
I was with you on the Moonlander.
Yeah, I'm just the fuel savings is great
at the start.
Yeah, that's true. Right,
when it first came out, but then they nerfed it.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, they that's a bit it. Underwhelming. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I guess it would be different. They've nerfed it. That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
We can
my turn?
One. Yeah, your turn.
This question is from Darwin X Anime, our previous guest from the last episode. What is your favorite character skin in Hill Climb Racing 2?
Believe it or not, it's just the overall packaged look. As cheesy as it sounds and boring, I'd say the skeleton is my favorite because that's the one I gravitate more towards.
Yeah, I like the skeleton too. It's more aerodynamic.
Exactly. You're saving, it's weight savings.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
there are people that will basically say at the end of the day that the that skin makes you faster. Because
that's what they said. I don't know.
Well, if you're wearing a hat or a scarf, that changes things. So surely having no skin or anything like that would be heaps better, wouldn't it?
You'd hope so.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome.
All righty. JR, your turn.
Jack Rabbit.
Yes, my turn to ask a question. This is from Go Santa. He said, why is your dog named Thanos? And please tell us the breed of your dog also.
Yeah, he's a terrier mix. So he's like terrier with maybe some chihuahua, but barely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just thought it would be hilarious if my dog was named Thanos. talking to him, and you know, if he's outside, I'm calling him, and people overhearing me say Thanos, like, what? Like half the people get it, and then the other half people go, "What's Thanos? Where'd you get that from?" They have no idea. That's never seen a comic book movie in their life or read a comic book, or watch movies in general.
It's when you speak to someone in Yoda and they look at you really funny, and you go Star Wars, and they go Star what? And you go, yeah, okay, I got this.
Okay,
just crazy because everyone. But no one knows who Thanos is.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yoda has spanned a whole more, like at least five or six more generations since Thanos. Yeah. Thanos has only been around for, 7 years now?
In major movies, technically, yeah.
Yeah, technically only in major movies.
I remember seeing Empire Strikes Back at the movie theater when I was a kid.
Yeah, I still remember it, man. Yeah. I went to see Return of the Jedi at the cinemas because we didn't get to see Empire Strikes Back, but I went to see Return of the Jedi with my sister because I would have been too young to go to the cinemas before that.
Everybody was Ewok crazy. If you were an 80s kid, you wanted everything to do with Ewoks. It was everywhere. Everybody wanted Ewok plush toys and the special edition cups you get at this restaurant. It was everywhere, man. Everything Ewoks.
Yeah. Well, my next door neighbor had all the Star Wars figurines and all that sort of stuff. And it was just like, I remember him pulling them out of a cupboard and I just went, what the fuck are they, you know? Like, anyway.
Do you play Fortnite, Europat?
I do not play Fortnite. I've played it once. It's not for me.
My son plays, and at the moment they've got Star Wars skins.
I saw that. Yeah, but before it's over with, Fortnite's going to have every single thing ever in their game.
Yes.
I mean, there's not many things they haven't had in the game. They've had everything in that game, like everything.
What about?
I don't think they've had Sonic. They haven't had Sonic yet.
Yeah, I guess they really haven't. I guess it depends on the game, right? Because different game companies aren't going to want to agree to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
I guess that would exclude a lot of games. Yeah, and want too much money and stuff.
What about Minecraft? Do you play Minecraft?
I played it a few times. It's been many years ago. It was pretty enjoyable. It was real therapeutic, you know, building stuff and. Just kind of zoning in, you know. I could see myself spending a lot of time playing that game, so I'll probably stay away.
Yeah. I'm in a car group and they play Minecraft and they basically all said, "Oh, join," and I'm like, "No, I'll join, and then no one will see me for 4 months, and then people will start sending out a search party, and I'm like, no, I don't want to be that guy." No thanks. So
yeah, I would definitely get hooked in building stuff.
Yep, indeed. Is it my turn to ask a question?
It's my turn.
Oh, is it?
Didn't you asked about Thanos, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, sorry. I just forgot. Oh my god. It's Eva's turn, yeah.
Okay. Eva, you're up.
Oh. I have a question from Buzzed. Thanks for the question, Buzzed. He's asked a few. Sorry, was that Buzzed? Okay, just making sure. All right. He said you have a really big account. How long have you been playing? We've answered that. What's your total distance driven? And I'm going to ask that on just a general number. I don't need it to the nearest meter. So what's your total distance driven on only your main account, your biggest account?
Yeah, 77 million, looks like. Yeah, 77 million.
Wow. Okay, interesting. And then he says, how long have you had Ethereal? I don't know what that is.
So it's the team has changed. The name's changed a couple times, but the very first day teams came out, I spent 50 gems, and my best friend and childhood friend I've grown up with, me and him both play it. He was the first person to join the team, and I think we were playing. I want to say by the end of the day, we were in a match. We had five or more people. We were in a match.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. So Ethereal was the team. Okay.
Yeah. It originally started out as the RPM Standard. The RPM Standard is a website. A car enthusiast website. Me and my other childhood friend had for a while, and YouTube channel. And so yep. I wanted an official team that's based off our website and YouTube channel. And then over time, me and him just couldn't commit to go doing car shoots and traveling and to car events and stuff. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun doing it. So then when that kind of faded out, I changed it to RPM Pro there for a while, just to kind of change the name. It's quick and easy to say. It wasn't until, I don't know, sometime late last year or early this year. It took me a whole year to come up with a name, because every name we came up with, it was too much of like something else. It was somebody already had that name, you know, in the game. You just search any name, you think there won't be a team name, and somebody's already has it. So finally I started asking Chat GTP for names. And I did that for like a week and just kept asking it different questions. And then Ethereal just came up. And of course, I Googled it to see what the heck it is. Uh-huh. And that name is used in another kind of game as a currency, I believe. I'm sure somebody listening probably knows. And it also has a cool meaning. Meaning spiritual or godlike or something like that. So I thought it was different. And then one of our teammates thought, hey, let's combine the A and E, since you can do that, because that's like another another letter in itself, right? So I thought that was brilliant. So it let me add it. And there you go. We have a unique name, I think, that hopefully stands out. It's different. And the only thing is, you know, when I do the recruiting ad, I have to make sure I've got instructions on how to find us, because you've got to do the A and E together to find us when you're searching us.
Oh, of course.
So in the ad, the second thing I say is how to find us, and then it's all the details about the teams. So nobody's had problems with it, so everybody's kind of learned how to do it. I didn't know how to do it either, you know, until I looked it up. I had to look it up. How the heck you do this on a mobile keyboard, on a computer, you know? So then I started looking around at all of them. So
I think it might be a different keyboard.
Yeah, on a mobile. Yeah, you hold it down and then you drag your finger over to it and then And then on a PC, you hold down Alt or something. I can't remember to get it up.
Yep.
On my mobile, it's hold down the A.
Yeah, hold down the A. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Alrighty.
Who are we up to? Is it me?
Oh, it's Cap A.
Cap A.
All right, Cap A, this time.
Yeah.
All right, Hyde from Hydro. Do you think that CC should remove auto matchmaking?
Short answer is no. But other answer would be maybe it should be like half the season, yes. Half the season, no, or something. I don't know, just to mix things up. Just to, I don't know, make it just different. Make people have to try to, you know, manipulate the matches, or maybe like the last match of the season or something like that. You know, your last match, or maybe the last couple of matches that people can try to manipulate the system. I don't know. Make That's it spicy. Mm. Yeah, I've thought about that before.
Do you want to ask one more of those, Cafe?
Yeah. What is the most challenging part of managing a team? I know we've already talked a little bit about like managing your time with it, but what is the most challenging part of managing a team?
Most challenging part, I would say, is honestly just keeping up with it. Just keeping up with who's active, who's not. Making sure they're not hackers is kind of a really pain in the ass. Especially when you get to CC. When you're in CC, if you don't have a password, you're just going to let hackers in. Like, and luckily we've got some good, I call them detectives on the team that will suss them out really quickly. We're pretty good at it, I guess. Hopefully we are. Besides that, yeah, just remembering to do the recruiting and keeping everybody happy, you know, making sure everybody has having fun on the team and keeping spirits up and making it a cool place to hang out, I guess. I'd say that's the most challenging thing, just being authentic and wanting to make it a place that everybody has fun with. I guess that's what I would say the most, is making sure everybody's having fun. That's what's important to me. And I work the hardest at that, I guess. To make it cool and like people want to be there, you know?
If you're not having fun, you're not going to want to be there.
Exactly.
So that is the main thing.
Pete, your question?
Yes, I've got three questions from Fiery. And I really like this question. If you could meet a maximum of 5 HCR2 players, who would you meet? And also, if you could choose where to meet them, where would that be?
Let's see. It would have to be first, and I've almost met him a couple times, and it's my longest teammate, Teeter C. We've tried to connect a couple times when I go on car trips. He lives in Virginia, so it'd be him first. He's a real homie. I would like, honestly, now I'd like to hang out with Freddie because I've got to know him a lot, man, and I'd like to meet
he's
him.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah, Freddie's awesome, man. Corporal and Cap as well. Corporal's he's a big supporter. I'd like to shake his hand, man. Really, he's awesome.
For sure.
Obviously, like meeting Ver and Voke would be awesome. And then some of the, I guess that's probably Fingersoft David. He's dope. And you guys are awesome too. As far as like players, I guess it'd be them. I mean, probably a couple of people on my team for sure. 100%.
I just want to remind you, maximum of 5.
That's all right. We understand that we're included in those 5, but we're not included in those 5. But we are. No, that's all right. No, that's all right. Because you have such a, you would have such a wide variety of people that, that you would have been, you know, across. So, definitely worth it.
All right. The second question. What has the ability to put an irresistible smile on your face?
Probably a really good joke. A really good, like, inappropriate, degenerate joke that's probably shouldn't be said in public. You know, it's not demeaning or nothing and bad, you know, but just, like, a little slightly raunchy but tasteful. That's usually what it takes.
Yeah.
A little mischief. Double situation entendre. Or joke. Yeah.
Double entendres. My original MX5, this is my second one, had the number plate XPOSED exposed. And it was mainly because I was a bit of a photographer and it was a convertible. So, and I had a lady drive past me one day and she says,
"Yeah,
are you?"
Did she flash you?
No. She says to me, "Are you naked in that car?" And I said to her, "Only from the waist down."
She said, "No, but I got my top off."
Yeah, no. No, because it was already topless.
It was sitting right there.
No, and I said, "Only from the waist down," and kind of that kind of shut her up.
She was so curious. She had to ask, huh?
Yeah. You naked in that car? No, only from the waist down. So, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, well. JR, your question.
Oh, there's still one more from Fire.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, mate. Sorry, mate. Sorry.
You're trying to rush me on, Eva.
Sorry. No.
Last question. What do you need / want to improve your streams?
Computer upgrades, number one. Number two, I would say just more time to stream, I think, would be the other one. But definitely computer upgrade for sure. When you're multi streaming, because when I'm streaming Hill Climb, if you don't know, I'm streaming on YouTube and Twitch at the same time. So I got two different chats combined together. Which there's good software that people make now that's free. You donate to them. I do donate to them. So it puts both the chats together. It actually displays it on the screen too, so people can see who's talking. Which has been a big help, because that way people on Twitch and YouTube can talk to each other, you know, even though they're not watching the same thing. So you need a beefy computer to be able to multi-stream any game. You know, Hill Climb it's a 2D game, so it's not asking as much for the computer to render it and encode it and everything. But when you get to like 3D games and stuff like that, I've tried it in the past, and it both streams suffer when I stream those games, multi-stream. I'm kind of stuck just on Twitch or just on YouTube with those. But having a beefier computer definitely is always the answer for me.
Yeah. So if you're listening,
I need more donations. I need more subs.
if you're listening, Freddie, you could put something together for him for sure. Please do.
Go fund my new computer.
Oh, I've got an idea. If PT Freddy gets you the components you need for your new computer, you might start playing LCHA.
That could happen.
Let's just put it out there. We have this saying across this game, podcast. It's called throwing people under the bus. So we just threw Freddie under the bus. He wanted something from you. Let's see if he comes to the party.
Nice.
So do you think if Hill Climb Racing 3 would come out, it would require more for your existing device?
Possibly, yeah. It's possible. Oh. Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. Just I don't know. I'll know hopefully sometime, you know, when I can test it. So
let's see when it happens, right?
but the good thing is it's still gonna be mobile game, so it's not gonna be crazy, but I'm sure it's gonna be a little, you know, more than two for sure, right? I would think it was.
Yeah.
Especially based off the Android software that they were, you know, when they came out and was asking for people to fill it out to be, you know, beta test it and everything.
Yeah.
Were asking for, you know, this Android 13 or above. So that might be a small indication to, you know, what's going to take to run that game.
I'll ask a few more questions from Hydro. He said, which was your first mastery that you completed? Which vehicle?
Oh, it's sports car. Yeah.
Oh, really? The car is the least vehicle that I have had mastery. I don't really like it.
I did thousands and thousands of flips when the first.
Before they nerfed it.
Oh yeah, gosh, I'm so glad I got it before they nerfed it, dude. Because it was still a grind, dude. It was my left thumb was sore. From doing front flips, man. It really was. Over and over and over. I got it before they killed it. So.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't have done that. I wish flips still counted, because they're so fun to do. So I wish they counted better.
They are. And if you get the right track, you can basically go from flip to flip.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a little bit of skill to... You know, do can you do two flips, one flip, three flips in a row, and not crash? And you crash? Yep. Well, that flip don't count, or maybe it does.
Yeah.
Okay, his next question is: which is your favorite vehicle?
rally car.
Ooh, high five.
That's the only good car. That's the only favorite car for everybody, right?
Actually, no. I love Rock Bouncer.
Oh, the Rock Bouncer.
I like Rock Bouncer.
The mini monster truck. The Rock Bouncer.
No. The Rock Bouncer replaced Rally Car for me. It's a better climber. It's got more fuel. I like it more. Sorry.
Yeah, Rock Bouncer is my number three.
Okay.
And it's already got mastery, doesn't it?
Yep. It became my number three for sure. I was on the fence about it, but the mastery, it's number three, no doubt.
Yeah, I didn't agree with it needing mastery, but that's all right. I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining that it has mastery. I'm just saying I didn't think it needed it, but that's all right.
Yeah, it was. It's always been fun. I always enjoy doing Rock Bouncer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my Bolt's my number two now. Ooh. Absolutely love Bolt. Absolutely.
That's one of my least played cars.
I don't know, man. I just get it. I don't know. It just does something for me. It's that mid-air turbo timing. That's what I like about rally so much, just the turbo timing. And so when we figured out day one that you can just hold it and do a forward turbo in the air, that got me. That was it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another question. What is your favorite game mode? Adventure, Cups, Team Event, Public Event, or Community Showcase?
Probably still Cups.
Oh.
Yeah, had to be Cups. Yeah, I still like Cups.
What is your best season record?
I want to say it's nothing crazy. I think it's like Legendary 5. I think I've been to 5 or 6 before.
You're not one of those people who got to 1 million like me.
No, not me, no. Teammate Gus, he's doing that this season.
Really? Cool.
He's grinding every single day. He's up to Legendary 49 right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen you in your stream that you do the community showcase, but my question is, have you made the custom track before, or do you make custom tracks?
I've made like 3 or 4
custom tracks. Cool.
Yeah. I'm mainly playing them, not making them, I guess.
Yeah.
I do enjoy making them. I'm not the best at it. I need more practice. but when I do, they're just, you know, it's rewarding to make them. But there's so many other people that just make them way, way better than me. They do such a better job. There's some beautiful tracks people make. Really? A lot of them don't. I think a lot of them don't get a lot of recognition. I do have a channel in my Discord. It's myself and Teeter. We any track that we just absolutely love, no matter what kind of track it is, we have a rolling list on the Discord where only me and him post like our top rated tracks.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Have you checked out the hardest maps list server?
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm in that one too. Yeah. Yeah, I've done those several times. Some of those people are absolutely nuts. Did y'all ever see that Carlos track where he was doing Doom Buggy and just doing these crazy wheelie boosts and covering these major gaps? It took him 8 hours to publish it. It's incredible. I used to have the track code written down on something. You look at the replay, it's absolutely, he's next level. I mean, I can't believe it took 8 hours to publish this thing. It's insane.
That's the thing. Like, that to publish it, they have to finish it. So, you know, it's doable.
eight hours to publish it, man. 8 freaking hours. It's insane.
That's a lot of time.
I mean, the first time somebody, I think I had a stream where I went there just to look at these crazy tracks, and that was one of them. And I just couldn't believe it. We watched the replay like I think 3 or 4 times in a row on the stream. We just couldn't quit watching it. It was just unbelievable.
Okay, so I think it's your question next, Eva.
Yeah. I'll let's finish off these questions from Hydro. We've just answered which is your best vehicle in HDR2. We've answered the what's managing a team. So he's asked the question, how many world records do you have?
I don't currently have any. I've had the world record on Big Air with Rally Car many, many years ago. I got it when Afterburner first came out because I kind of cheesed it where I immediately maxed Afterburner when it first came out and got the world record within an hour. But I held on to it for almost about a month going back and forth. And then I got it again maybe a year later just for the heck of it. It's another strategy, but yeah, that's the only world record I've ever had.
All right. Nice. I think the shortest I ever had a world record was about 3 hours. It was with a motocross in one of the mines adventures, one of the mine cups. And then, I went and had a look at it 3 hours later, and I'm like, oh, it's gone.
That's what happens. Yeah.
I'll just sit in the corner and
turn my head on the potato peeler. It still counts. You had it. It doesn't matter. It still counts.
Yeah. And he's the last question from Hydro is, what is the best you've ever placed as a team? How high did you get?
Let's see. The highest we got, I think it was the season before last, we placed like 52nd.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, we almost stayed in CC. Usually nowadays we just bounce back and forth between CC and Division One, but yeah, I think that's the highest we've ever been.
Nice.
I want to say we got higher another time before the divisions though.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that was. I don't think it was as high as 50 though. I think it was like 70 something before divisions came around. And that was just completely manipulating stuff, matches and all that stuff. So,
everybody was doing it. So if you weren't doing it, you would be
Yeah,
that was part of the fun.
It was, it was part of the fun.
Alrighty.
Yep. Figuring out that perfect time. Yeah.
Cap-A, your question. Do you want to ask the next one?
Do you guys think that they should add player to player resource trading system?
Yes, I think they should add a small portion of that. I think it could get out of hand really quickly. With people manipulating it. But I think there should be like some small trading with, you know, gems having to be spent or something like that. Something that makes it where it works, but you really gotta want to do it.
I've had many teammates that have like millions of coins ready that they don't have any use for them, so I'll take it for masteries if that happens.
Yeah, indeed.
Do I need to ask another one, or is it somebody else's turn?
Yeah, go for it. Do one more.
Do you think that HCR3 will be better than HCR2?
If it has everything 2 has, plus more that's good, I think it will be, yes. I have faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm hoping it will be.
Yeah. I'm excited to try it out.
Me too.
Do you think having more teams in an alliance is better rather than staying alone, branched off from the other teams?
I would say yes. If your goal is to produce elite team event teams for CC, because you just have a bigger pool to pull from, I'd say if you're going off that, I'd say yes. If that's your goal, if your goal is to just have a pleasant hang, I'd say no. So I know that's not a straight answer, but
it's an answer regardless. Look, I mean, we've had lots of teams on the podcast over the years, and the ones that have been a team and pretty much have had the same members all their life very much a non-affiliated small team, and they do it because they love playing the game. Whereas, like you've said, if your aim is to be good in CC, then you know you're going to need a big pool of players to pick from. And you promote the ones that do what they do. So no, very cool, very cool. JR,
one more. I'll ask one more. Yeah.
Oh yeah, why not?
Do you guys think that there should be more additions to old team events, something other than cricket or anything like that?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm so glad they can't put
that.
Yeah, no more
cargo. What would you put in the place? Yeah, what would you put in place of cricket?
Anything?
This is good. Oh, yeah, the cricket one, not a big fan of it. More time attacks.
The soccer time attacks are pretty fun.
The soccer time attacks are pretty fun, especially when you get it right. It's kind of a thrill. I enjoy those. Not all the time, but yeah, here and there I do enjoy them.
Not bad.
I like the no fuel, ones, and I wish they could set up the tracks, the country, you know, the adventure tracks, so you could play them with no fuel.
Yes, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you could turn fuel off as a, and you know, you might have to pay a gem to play it that way or whatever. I don't know. Watch an ad.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the ability to play a track without fuel just to have a bit of fun.
Sure, I think it'd be a good addition. Having like something similar to an obstacle course where you have to fly in the moon map. Instead of being on the ground, you have to fly and find where the fuels are to go further.
Yeah. And that's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I thought we would be able to do when we had that infinity fuel on the moon lander. You could detach the legs. You could just go searching for stuff. Anyway.
You know what would be cool if you do the no fuel for adventure, right? But it would be also cool if you could do a no fuel for adventure and then make a lobby out of it, like your own custom lobby, and then have like a, you know, community showcase style timer to see who could get the furthest on the track, like a 10-minute timer or something like that. If they had that, I would do that on stream in a heartbeat. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yep.
To get people involved.
Yeah,
in that.
That would be fun. That would be fun. Anyway.
Or just.
Anyway. JR, did you want to ask one more?
There is a question from Tessa, but we have sort of asked this, or Europat has answered it, but I'll give a shout out to Tessa. Thank you for this question. She asked, what are your three favorite vehicles on each CR2 and why? So, yeah, that was her question. So Sir Darko asked a question, why have I never made it to your stream? And how often do you stream? And what time usually?
Monday through Friday, it's usually like 6 o'clock Central Time, U.S. On the weekend, it varies. It just depends on what's going on. But usually that's sometime between 11 and 1. Just depends on what's going on. I try to stream early as possible, so people in the U.K. and everywhere else, it's not so late Saturday night for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you might.
Depends on where you live. Say what?
Well, might want to say your time zone.
My time zone?
That way people know what time you're talking about and not just 11 to 1 anybody's time.
Yeah, 11 to 1 Central Time US, yeah.
Okay, Sir Darko, I have a piece of advice for you. You should join your Pat server. That way you'll get a ping when he's about to stream.
There you go.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Fair call. Yep, fair call.
I think that's it for questions.
I think that's it for questions. That brings us to the Never Have I Ever.
Yes.
Time for more questions.
But we have to ask the question, does Cap A want to join in on Never Have I Ever?
Yeah, but I won't. Looking at that, I won't do as well as the last time. Looks like.
Did you play this season's Never Have I Ever quiz?
No, I've already checked. He hasn't.
Well, come on. You join in?
Do it.
I can do it.
Bring it on.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. So this is the part of the podcast where we do the Never Have I Ever quiz, Hill Climb Racing 2 edition. So 1 point for every never that you have done before. So let's go with Europat first and then Cap A to answer. The first question is, have you ever run a team event ticket on a live stream on Discord, Pat?
Have I ever what now?
Run a team event ticket on a live stream on Discord.
Have you ever live streamed?
Yeah.
Oh, a gazillion times, yeah. I did that today.
Yeah, but on Discord. Okay.
On Discord, yep. Discord and, yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Discord and live stream. Okay, and I mean, Cap A.
Yep, both on Discord and YouTube.
Cool. Next question. Have you ever made a custom track, Pat?
Yes.
Cap A?
Yes.
Admin for the PC, yes, I have made a few custom tracks. Not very good, yes.
But yes. Okay, next question. Has that custom track ever been featured in the community showcase? Pat? No. No.
Nope.
Cap A?
Yes.
Yeah?
And I got in a lobby with Cap A as well. I got in a lobby with Cap A. So it was a great little track. Loved it.
Cool. Okay, next question. Next question. Have you ever spent gems on the X to get the XP multiplier in the shop? Pat.
Yes. Yep.
Cap A?
Yep. Many times.
Many times. Next question. Have you ever spent 4,000 gems and purchased legendary chest for XP? Pat.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Cap A?
Oh, heck no.
Yeah, it's too much. Okay. Next question. Have you ever spent real money in the game, Pat?
Yes.
Cap A?
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Every time there's a new vehicle account.
Oh, yeah, right. Next question. Have you completed mastery on all 17 current vehicles with mastery, Pat?
Yes, thanks to Fingersoft. Thank you, Fingersoft.
And Cap A?
No, not even close.
Not even close. Do you know how many
mastery? I wouldn't be close if it wasn't for pit crew. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
But I need money.
You need for the upgrades. Yeah.
I have.
That would be my problem too. Yeah.
I think I only have like 4 or 5 vehicles that I'm working that don't have a completed level of mastery, needing coins to unlock those mastery level.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
All the ones are waiting for money. Just.
Yep.
Yes.
That's how my other accounts are, 100%.
Yeah, most players do, I think. And the next question is, have you ever thought of giving up playing the game, Pat?
I've thought about it several times. Never took it seriously, but I've thought about it.
But you've thought about it. Cap A, have you?
Yeah, last time I was on here, I said yes to playing the game, no to the community.
Mm-hmm. And the next question. Have you ever used a prefix in your name to announce what team you're in, Pat?
No. Mm-mm.
And Cap A?
Do clans count? Like, yes. Small clans?
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Yes.
Yes, so you have. Okay, next question. Have you created... Have you created content for a YouTube channel?
Yes.
Yes? Cape?
Yes.
Of course, yes. Both of you. Yes.
Next question. We both created some today.
So next question. Have you ever met another HCR2 teammate or player in real life? Pat?
No. Almost, but no.
Almost. Make it happen.
Yeah.
What about you, Cap A?
Yeah, almost. Literally like a month ago, I was going to meet my leader while I was out of town.
Oh, never nice. Ended up happening.
So, no.
Oh, man. That'd have been cool.
Yeah, So, last question. Have you ever done a face reveal on any Discord server? Pat?
Oh, yeah.
Dumb question. and Cap A?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Cool.
Wow. Wow, that's very interesting. I thought it was gonna be Yeah, that's really close. There's lots of yeses. So both of you are on the same score, both on 3 nevers. So very, very, very cool. And I'm just so happy that I got to play Cape's community event. So I was just, and he was in the community event, and he was in the lobby as well, which was even cooler.
That's even better. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so cool both of you. Yeah,
both of you got remember. 3 points. Go on.
I don't. Did you end up beating me? Because I don't remember if you beat it.
No, I'm not on that one. I would have said that if I did. I didn't use gems to do as many as I could. I just went in and did the free tickets that I had with VIP. I think I had like 25 tries or something like that. But I got really, 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 really close. There was this section where you had to jump. Using the jump shocks, you had to launch over a log. Otherwise, it would slow you down. And
a bunch of logs in that.
Yeah, if you jumped too early, you'd hit your head. If you jumped too late, you'd get bogged down. And it was this timing thing. And I had a go. I got really close so many times, and I just went, I'm not gonna. If I spend gems, I will not put this down until I beat him. And then it will be like, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'll be going, I need to go to bed. I used the 24. I got really close. I was in within like 0.8 or 0.5. It's in the video. I'll resurrect the video and I'll put it back up. I'll put it back up here tonight on this. So while we're talking about it, you'll see it. It was a great little track. I loved it. Like I said, because you're in the lobby, it just made it even better. So, anyway. So now the prizes we give out for people who win is absolutely nothing. So you got the prize last time, Cape.
I got this prize last.
Yeah, you did. You did. So you've now got it again. You can give it away to someone else if you like. So you're welcome, Europat. You're welcome to give this prize away to any of your listeners when you're on Twitch. We give away absolutely nothing. But
I want to give it to Devastator. I want to give it to Devastator. He'll probably listen to this episode. I'll give it to Devastator.
Yeah, cool. cool. we just have a lot of fun. I'm thanks for having fun with us. So we've gotten to the pointy end of, or the finishing end of the podcast recording. So was there anybody specifically, Europat, that you wanted to give a shout out to?
Yeah. Everybody on the team, especially Teeter C, especially him. He's been with the team forever. he's a mod in my Twitch and my YouTube streams. He's always there to help me, you know, take care of stuff. Definitely Corporal on the KD, you know, Cap's guy. Corp's awesome. He's very supportive. He helps me a lot too. Freddie for his IT support and his good humor. Definitely him. All my mods on Twitch, all my mods on YouTube, Robo and Gus and all those guys. Yeah, just all the teammates, all those guys that helped me in the stream, really make the stream a lot more fun and really make it a place I want to do, something I want to do forever.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. And Cap-A, while you're here, did you want to shout out to anybody?
Yeah. Shout out to the whole KD family and anybody listening. My Empire friends. Shout out to GTR. It's been a while since I've talked to him, but shout out to him.
Cool. Very cool. I spoke to him about a month and a half ago.
I'm going to reach out probably soon, see how he's doing.
Yep. Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, and shout out to all the people at Fingersoft too, man. I really appreciate the pit crew and everything, David and everybody. That you guys have made my streams way more fun and easier to manage, not having ads every 2 seconds. So that's been a big help. As far as content creation, it's been a giant help. So I appreciate all of them, you know, hooking me up.
Yeah, very cool. Okay, so, Pete, do you have anything else you want to add?
Well, first of all, thanks to Cap-A for joining us on this episode. It was a nice little surprise seeing you pop in. Even though you weren't quite ready when you first popped in, but that's okay. We'll forgive you.
Hell yeah.
And thank you to everybody who asked our questions in the community. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Thanks, guys. Jackrabbit, do you have anything?
Okay. So thank you to Europat for spending some time with us here on the podcast. Pretty sure your listeners and your followers are looking forward to hear from you on this episode. Thank you to the community for your questions, to the podcast listeners. Keep subscribing. A quick shout out to Maury. Enjoy your stay here in the country. Don't go out in the sun too much because it's really, really hot outside. So, yeah, thank you. Nice. And Eva, what about you?
I would just like to say a big shout out to the community at large for being subscribing and listening and all of that sort of stuff, all the questions, for all the people on my team, on the AusNZ Team 1 team, who've given me some encouragement. I wanted to say this publicly, but I didn't really want to say it publicly, but now I've kind of forced myself into saying it. So I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and it's low level. There's nothing too alarming about it. It's more about just monitoring and keeping an eye on it, all that sort of stuff. I just wanted to say to people, if you're in that age group, and you know who you are, you're over 50, and you're a guy, get a blood test. It could save your life. So I want to say thanks to all the people on the team who reached out to me and said, you know, the kind words. I'm going to cry, sorry. for the support from Pete and JR over the last couple of weeks. It's been awesome. That's one of the reasons why the last episode took so long to edit. I couldn't sit down after the biopsy. So I just wanted to say thanks to everybody, and to a message to everybody out there. If you are listening, you are of age, you know, it doesn't hurt. Get a pinprick, get a blood test, and just make sure everything's in good order. So, you know, I want to say thanks to Europat for being an amazing guest. I promise I will watch some tweets, some Twitters and some Twitches and some Kicks. I don't know what they're called, but I'll do it. I'll watch them because I need to get a bit more into this sort of stuff. I just wanted to say it's been amazing having you on. You're such an easy person to talk to. I wanted to say thanks for spending some time with us, even though you've already done 3 hours of your own. So, and then an even bigger shout out to Cap-A for seeing we're recording, jumping on, and being a great person overall and all round. So, thanks again to Cap-A for dropping in and saying hello and sticking around. We love the fact that past guests occasionally just drop in. And we're always happy to have past guests drop in if you see us.
You might see me one day. So
you're welcome to come back anytime. You're welcome to come back anytime.
Anytime. Yeah.
Anytime at all. So thank you everybody for listening. Thank you, Pete and JR, for everything you've done over the last couple of weeks. Thank you to everyone in the community. Really love everybody out there. So thanks very much, everybody. On that note, if you are still listening and you are still interested in what we do, please like and subscribe. Leave us some comments. We all appreciate what you guys do for us as listeners and as part of our greater community. So thank you very much for that. Thank you very much to everybody. Have a lovely week. I'll have this up very soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Later, guys.